John chapter 1. Some guests left us a brief note in the guest book. Others sent affectionate notes. Echoing Hebrews 13:2, but reversing the characters, someone wrote, "Some unknowingly hosted angels, and others were hosted by them. In their wake, they left us love and friendship." Is that why John congratulates his interlocutor in friendship? Dear friend, when you extend hospitality to Christian brothers and sisters, even when they're strangers, you make the faith visible. They've made a full report back to the church here, a message about your love. It's good work you're doing, helping these travelers along their way. Hospitality worthy of God Himself, verses 5 and 6. Opening the home or hospitality includes inviting a meal together or going out for coffee, but more than food or temporary accommodation. What impacts most is the attitude with which it is done. In doing so, not only does God use us to be the blessing of others, we also give an example. Dear brother, do not imitate the bad, but the good. He who does good is of God. He who does evil has not seen God. Verse 10. Diotrephes, with his sick ambition to control others, set a bad example, but Demetrius gave proof of his faithfulness and was therefore worthy to receive the hospitality of the church. When we have invited Christ into our hearts, His love motivates us to serve Him with joy.